As proposed, the bill would require signing and scanning of each ballot, a witness, and use of a military smart ID card that's encrypted. Local officials would compare the ballots received with matching absentee voting applications and investigate any irregularities. But SRI International's Jeremy Epstein warned of potential problems, including viruses.
And then when the local Board of Elections opens that, what they think is an email attachment that is a ballot, in fact, they're opening a virus and they're getting their system infected.
Supporters countered that military systems are much more secure than personal PCs and said postal mail is insecure and disenfranchised many military voters last year. Over the phone, Naval Reserve Officer Bob Carey said 25% of personnel never even received their ballots, and the ballots of many who did arrived too late to count.
The fact of the matter is that the current system has extensive risk. In fact, 170,000 military voters are unable to vote in the current system.
The League of Women Voters of Virginia urged caution until security concerns can be cleared up. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.